National Express had agreed to pay the government $1.4 billion over a 7.5-year contract. That's a lot of money in quite a short space of time. We're around about 2 years into the contract, and yesterday National Express said, look, over the past 6 months alone, we've lost £20 million on it. We're not getting the passenger numbers. We're not getting the fare revenues. And it's just it's a loss-making burden that we're going to have to take off our shoulders.
Will National Express lose other rail franchises that it currently holds?
Well, this is going to be the subject of, from our position, quite a tasty legal row, it seems. National Express is quite adamant for a relatively arcane legal argument that it does not have to give up its other two rail franchises, which are C2C and National Express East Anglia, which basically carry commuters from Norfolk and Essex into London. The government, however, says, hang on, we've got guidelines that say if you lose one franchise, East Coast, you lose them all. And it seems like this is going to have to be settled by a court hearing.
How serious a blow is this to the government's franchise policy? Because this is the second time in 3 years that the owner of the East Coast contract has had to walk away from it.
It certainly shows that there's a problem in the bidding process. What happened last time round, just to remind people, is GNER bid $1.3 billion for the contract and handed it back a year later. What they handed back was the contract. They didn't hand back the £1.3 billion that they pledged. National Express, a little more than a year later, pledged £1.4 billion for the contract. Yesterday, all it has handed back is around about £70 million. The other £1.3 billion, it's not having to hand back at all. It's contractually not obliged to do that. So that leaves a bit of a problem. Every time these franchises are announced, the government says, this company says it will pay $1 billion plus to the Department for Transport over the next, say, 10 years. Well, we've now seen in two sequential contract failures that that is not the case. They're not beholden to those contracts in that way at all.
What effect will this have on passengers?
Passengers will be fine. In fact, if National Express and Lord Adonis, the Transport Secretary, agreed on one thing yesterday, and it wasn't much they agreed on, it was that services will not be affected. Services will not be cut. Nothing unannounced, previously unannounced, will happen to ticket prices. Indeed, all ticket bookings will be honoured. What's going to happen is that the service, probably towards the end of the year, will be put into the ownership of a public company for a further 12 months.
And as we know, there isn't any extra billions hidden down the back of the sock drawer. The government's got no money. I mean, do we know the extent of the government's hole in its transport budget now?
Alistair Darling has made it pretty clear that public spending is going to be constrained beyond 2011. What we understand is that at a conference earlier this year, the DfT officials said that the capital expenditure programme at the Department for Transport, i.e. things that are to be built, such as, frankly, new rail schemes and high-speed rail and new roads, is not going to increase by the amount that we thought it would over the next 10 years. In fact, according to two calculations that I've seen, this increase is going to be £30 billion less than we thought.